You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Hey, everyone. Hope you guys and gals are finding creative ways to stay engaged and spiritually growing during the Corona-pocalypse, aka Corona-geddon. It's given us some needed downtime, though, right? For you guys with significant others, a little quarantine and chill, you know what I'm saying? Corona babies, a future generation of coronials, adolescent quarantines. Should I go on? I should, but I won't. Instead, let's talk about how freaking long this is taking. You know, it just keeps going. Even when there is an end in sight, or at least it feels like, some COVIDiot tells me, hey, it's probably going to spike again in the fall. Well, thanks for telling me that. I have to admit something, though. Even though I get frustrated by things taking a while, I believe God created life to work that way. Like that God savors the process. In other words, I think God could care less how fast I go. It's about how far I go. So here's what I want to do. I want to offer three metaphors that I believe illustrate the process of the spiritual life. You guys ready for that? Okay, so my first metaphor, evolution. That's right, evolution. And not microevolution, but macro. Yeah, I know. Not the kind of thing that typically gets paired with Christian spirituality.
Welcome to the Prophecy Club, where we study and research Bible prophecy. Our topic for this segment is evolution, foundation for the Antichrist. We know that the Antichrist is coming, and most of us believe that he's alive these days. But how is it that some man could come in and rule the world for 3.5 years? He has to be standing on a foundation of lies. And we believe part of that foundation is evolution.
Now, I have friends who live and die by the doctrine of what is called young earth creationism. And I understand the reasons why some Christians think that this is necessary, that this belief is necessary in order to protect their high view of scripture. I just disagree that it's necessary. You know, I personally can hold the Bible as sacred without discounting the discoveries of modern science. So for me, there is a powerful metaphor here when I'm talking about evolution, because evolution takes time. It's slow and gradual. Transformation is spanned out over millennia. The reigning theory of evolution guesstimates millions of years between changes. For example, some fish and shrimp have no eyes because they live in places where there's no light, like deep caves where spelunkers have found these species. And a lot of times their brains have evolved and eventually discard the parts in their brains that control vision, and the other areas of their senses grow, like hearing. Well, how long did this take? Probably about 200 million years, which in evolutionary terms is pretty short. But let's be honest, we'd rather wave a wand over the shrimp, over the fish, and I can't wait 200 million years. You know, a world made in 7 24-hour days feels so much more palatable. I can wrap my brain around a 6,000-year-old Earth. How am I supposed to appreciate a planet that is 4.5 billion years old, residing in a universe that is much, much older? But in my opinion, evolution is beautiful as an illustration because it shows how God works. Slow intentionality. Never giving me more than I can bear, calling me to not only improve my lifespan, but the generations that will follow me. The long game. All right, second metaphor. All right, the first one's evolution, second one, ratcheting up. Have you guys ever worked with that tool, the ratchet? I love that little clickety-clackety sound. And when I look at graphs, for example, I feel like it's true that human history isn't like reading a stock value that's always going like up and down randomly. Nor is it the cliche up and to the right. No, long plateaus with occasional stair steps. That's what life feels like. You know, Americans tend to hate that because we're taught to measure success by quarterly reports. But if you look over the course of the lifespan of a human, God thinks in much longer terms. I like how Thomas Kuhn talks about it. He famously coined the term paradigm shift. Perhaps you've heard that phrase. And when he said paradigm shift, he was talking about scientific development. And he's saying that throughout the course of the history of scientific development, it's not like this quick up and to the right. It's more like plateaus with occasional stair steps. Most of the time, we're living on a plateau doing what he calls normal science. But along comes a paradigm shift, whether it's Copernicus, Newton, or Einstein, something changes the game and we ratchet up. We hit a stair step. And now, normal science continues on a higher plane. This is the spiritual life. Our paradigm shifts usually impact us as spiritual insights. You resonate with that? Have you ever had a spiritual insight that just changes the game? You know, we're just doing life, engaging in spiritual practices, be that prayer, a 12-step group, a therapist, or a spiritual director. And then, almost out of nowhere, an insight just comes in there, drops a seed, and everything changes. And we ratchet up. And now we continue doing our spiritual lives, but we're higher elevation. We're on a different plateau. The point is, the plateaus are long and the paradigm shifts are rare. Not everyone experiences ratcheting up, too. Some people live their whole lives without ever experiencing that. And I really don't have a formula for creating it. I've just observed this, that the ones that experience these paradigm shifts, these ratcheting up, are typically those who are consistently doing spiritual work. Because spiritual practices don't always produce a paradigm shift, but paradigm shifts almost never happen to those who don't engage spiritual practices. All right, third metaphor. The first one was evolution. The second one was ratcheting up. The third one is the crock pot. You know, I grew up in a faith tradition that valued immediate experiences, altar calls, and deliverance. If someone had a sickness or an addiction, we didn't lean into medicine or recovery. We believed that we could pray away the problem and it would happen with a snap of the fingers. And we had all kinds of anecdotal evidence that God would miraculously deliver people. And I call this the microwave approach. Now, I'm not saying that God can't act that way. I'm just saying that from my experience, it's not typical. And even in those so-called cases of deliverance that I witnessed, the individual usually required a heavy support system to maintain the miracle in their life. Like, they didn't just go on delivered or go on healed without any help. Remember in Back to the Future 2, where the mom takes that tiny little pizza, like a little bit bigger than a quarter, and she puts it in some fictional hydrating machine?
I'll grab the Atrocity Channel.
Hydrate level 4, please.
Ooh. Is it ready?
Here you go.
Oh boy, Mom, you sure can hydrate a pizza.
That's what we want. We want a microwave. We want something to immediately hydrate our spiritual life. But guys, it's fiction. And I think life is much more like a crock pot. You know where you put all the ingredients into this weird pot from the 70s and you turn it on, then walk away for half the day? What's happening during that time? Food is being broken down. Spices are melding with juices. It's almost like alchemy, how these separate ingredients combine with each other and create a new substance. It's no longer potatoes and carrots and beef. It's something different that those things could never be by themselves. It's stew. And for my money, that explains why I don't always grow as quickly as I would like to grow. The reason is that God snubs his nose at the microwave. That's right, God's a foodie. He doesn't cook cheap food like that. He makes complex recipes. He simmers and stirs and he waits. because he knows the best results come when we give the cooking process its due time. Evolution, ratcheting up, the crock pot. I know it's a lot of metaphors, but I had a lot I wanted to say today. I only hope that one of those metaphors resonated with you. In fact, I wonder which one you connected with most. Was it evolution? Was it the ratcheting up paradigm shift? Or the crock pot? Regardless, I hope you give yourself some grace today. Don't measure yourself with your ideal version of who you want to be 15, 20 years from now. Instead, look back 5 years and ask yourself if you've grown. Odds are, unless you've tried really, really hard not to grow, odds are you've developed somewhere. So own that. Take joy in that gratitude. You know, none of us are running 40-yard dashes here. This is the long game. It's not even a marathon. It's an ultra marathon or a cycling centennial or an Ironman. Again, pick your metaphor, whatever works for you. Love you guys. Hope you have a great day.